Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, we talk about the threat landscape changing and everything else that we have to deal with. And of course, it all comes down to being able to change faster than those who are coming at us, right? It's that change cycle, that change loop. How do we put in place things to get ahead of the attackers? And of course, the quintessential control forever and a day to get ahead of attackers has been perimeter controls, you know, the firewall. And that was one of the very first things that people put in place. Lock it down on the edge, keep the bad guys out. But of course, as technology has been running, as we've had stuff in place now for years and years, those firewalls we put in place no longer suffice. Those tools that we put in place no longer do the job. The type of technology we can put in the edge has increased and improved, and we have new controls that we can put on. So the question becomes, how do you deploy a new edge, keeping in mind that our ultimate mission is to protect the organization's line of business, right? Is to keep the organization in business and not necessarily protect the technology. So we can't necessarily just rip and replace. Well, you can. That's usually the way people do it, right? Just rip the Band-Aid off. So that would be one of, let's say three or four options. Let's say four options. We're going to do four today. Four is a good number. So the first option would be just rip the Band-Aid off, right? And the wrong way to do that, but the way a lot of people do, is just dump the rules, the old firewall, and load them into the new one. Then swap at the right window. Now, the problem with that is, one, it's risky. Two, risky because of an outage. Two, if you're just copying all the rules, you don't necessarily know how much crud has been in those rules, right? I had one customer that I was dealing with maybe 5 years back that had a rule in there literally from the 90s. It was literally still in there from the 90s, still the comment, but they didn't want to remove it because they didn't know if it was in use or not. And three, that means you're managing the old firewalls or the new firewalls like you did the old firewalls. And the fact is that the management style and the very way we craft rules and allow access has shifted, right? The way we do proxy and everything else has changed enough that you probably just don't want to be copying port rules. So that's one. The better way to do that is to use a tool that maps out all the active traffic, something like a FireMon or whatnot, and then implement the rules based on what we see. Now, the risk of that is that traffic, of course, is contingent on business process. So if you do that mapping the beginning of the quarter, it might be different traffic at the end of the quarter. There might be something that only happens, you know, twice a year that you're not going to catch. So there are some caveats there as well, but it's a better approach, and then you can implement the technology the way the technology was designed to be implemented and govern that new firewall like a new firewall. So that's one, rip and replace. Another option is if you want to get like bang for the buck right away with very little risk, a lot of times you put the firewall off a span port and use that span port to pump the data to the firewall and use the firewall purely as a detective control. It's a great way to find malware. It's a great way to do malicious activity assessments. It's a great way to get some bang from the buck immediately out of these firewalls because it's not in line. It's off the span port and not going to block or stop anything. Problem is, of course, you can't block or stop. So another way to do it would be to put it in front of your firewall, your new firewall in front of your old firewall for a period of time, put in learning, start figuring out what traffic's going across it. The benefit there is if you're concerned about inbound, you can capture and stop inbound traffic right away. You can begin to do some rule shaping and get an idea of what the attacks look like as detected with the newer signatures, newer technology. Problem at the front of the firewall, though, is if you're doing a NAT or you're concerned about infected workstations, everyone's doing that. Right? So if you're concerned about infected workstations, you're only going to see the old firewall's IP address. You're not going to be able to do forensics and trace back to the destination. So it gets to the fourth option, which is deploying the new firewalls behind the old firewalls for a period of time, still learning, still doing traffic shaping. Now you can get some idea of what workstations are coming in. You can start blocking based on workstations. You can set the proxy and authentication, all that sort of stuff. So rip and replace, which is eventually what you're going to do anyways. Might as well do it right away. Bump in the wire, right? Do off the span tap in front or behind. Those are ways to put the firewalls in. Other thing to think about, and I'm just about out of time, so I'm going to do this real quick, is timing. Make sure you time it at a point in time where you got low business activity. When I was at the financial services firm, that would be pretty much right now. 15th to the 28th of the month after a quarter, and the financial services right after we reconciled, after we closed everything out, that's when I would want to do it. So pick your slow periods and implement then, so that when there is an impact, because there will be an impact, no matter how well you plan, that it does not disrupt the organization. Cheers.